This is Digital Story Podcast number 843, May 17th, 2022. Today's theme is the Camping Gear Special for Photographers. I'm Derek Story. Camping and photography are the peanut butter and chocolate of outdoor activities. It's an understatement to say they go together well. And over the years, I've learned that the more comfortable I am in nature, the better my pictures turn out. In that spirit, I'm sharing with you some of my favorite camping gadgets and tips to help you maximize your experiences. I hope you enjoy the show. Before going forward, let's step back for a minute, quite a ways back. I remember the very moment that I decided I need to buy a camping vehicle. It happened during a frosty October morning in the Eastern Sierra when the ground was as hard as concrete. I struggled a bit to get my jeans on in the one-man tent, crawled out the front opening on my hands and knees, and staggered toward the camp stove to begin a cup of coffee. As I stretched the kinks out of my back, I thought to myself, there has got to be a more comfortable way to do this. 1 month later, I bought the VW Vanagon with a fold-out double bed, and my outdoor life has never been the same. The Vanagon has moved on to a new owner, but my camping life continues to improve. These days, I'm sleeping soundly, eating well, and brimming with creativity as I work outdoors. A few carefully selected items have made all the difference, and the totality of them fit easily into my electric SUV. I thought you might enjoy learning about the gear that has transcended my wilderness mornings from creaky to comfortable. Here are some of my favorite recommendations. So I have a few categories for these recommendations. We're going to start out with what I call clean, convenient fire, because fire is so important in camping in many different ways. I mean, it's the heart of any camping experience. It cooks your food, it adds a glowing ambiance to the evening, and it helps warm the bones, right? So we'll start with the most essential item in the campsite, I believe, maybe because I like to eat, the camp stove. Now, I have a variety of different camping stoves. A lot of them have evolved or been carried over from the backpacking days, which I don't do much of anymore. Little one-burner jobs. My favorite, by the way, one-burner job is the Jetboil stove. I love that. If I just want to carry something to boil water, to make coffee, or for dehydrated food, the Jetboil is definitely the way to go. But more these days, I want to have better food than just, you know, pouch dehydrated meals when I'm camping. So my go-to device for car camping is the Coleman two-burner grill slash stove. Now, I think most campers are familiar with a Coleman stove, right? They are as traditional as anything in camping. But most Coleman stoves, you know, the tabletop ones that most of us use, are the two-burner varieties in that you have two burners. You can put a pot on one and a frying pan on another, that kind of thing. The one that I'm talking about and that I absolutely love and that you can get for $89 for this, has a burner on the left side, and then it has a grill with a nice kind of cast iron grilling surface on the right side. And then it has a nice long burner so that you get even heat. And the way they design the cast iron grill, it has the regular grilling slats, right, like you'd have on any grill. And then it has a solid metal bar in the middle in which the burner runs underneath that. So the burner heats up the metal bar and the heat is distributed evenly, very evenly, across the entire surface. So now you have a grill on one side and a burner on the other in this very compact and portable cooking unit. Now, why do I insist on grills for camping? Because I hate washing dishes. I don't want to wash dishes while I'm camping. So if I grill my food instead of cook it in a pot or eat out of a miserable pouch, well, it's not so miserable. But when you're backpacking, it's great. But when you have a car with you, I don't need to eat out of a pouch. Then suddenly, the world is my hot dog, pork chop, grilled vegetables, everything, everything. And how much cleanup is there? Well, you wipe off the grill afterwards with a paper towel, and that's it. That's it. So I absolutely love this unit because I get excellent food, outstanding food, and at the same time, I eliminate washing dishes. All I have to wash for most of my meals are just the utensils. For my plates, I'm using paper plates. Then I have a little paper plate holder. It's a plastic paper plate holder that you put the paper plate on, so it makes it really nice and sturdy, but yet you don't have to buy the super thick paper plates. I just get nice ones, put them on the holder, put my food on that. I'm using real utensils, and that's it. Fabulous. Now, it gets even better. It gets even better. The Coleman stove, the grill part of it, also holds an 11 by 11 inch griddle. Yes, that is the standard size square griddle that, you know, many moms are using, moms and dads are using at home. This griddle fits perfectly on top of your grill. And now you can do pancakes, you can do eggs, you can do sausages, you can do all the griddle stuff at the same time, right? So at night, you know, you grill your food, your vegetables, whatever you happen to have. Great, no cleanup. In the morning, get out the griddle. I spray just a little butter-flavored Pam on there because I have an old-style griddle. Some of the new ones, you don't put any of that stuff on. So you got to really understand what kind of griddle you have so you know how to lubricate it if it's even necessary. And then I make pancakes, and I've got a special tip for you on pancakes, but it's a bonus tip. It'll be coming up later. Cook in the morning, and again, griddle's super easy to clean. Just wipe it down with a paper towel afterwards, and I'm done. So this Coleman two-burner grill stove for $89 is the way to go. If you want good food, no cleanup, or virtually no cleanup, and you know an affordable cooking unit. To go with this is my second recommendation, and it's the Ignik Refillable Gas Growler Deluxe 5-pound propane tank. Now, this kit, this entire kit, sells for $149, which is more than the stove. However, you'll soon understand why it's a good value. The way that most people fuel their stoves is with the 1-pound green Coleman bottles, or you know, some off-brand, right? So little propane bottles hold 1 pound of fuel. Now, you have to change them regularly during the camping trip. They're not refillable. You have to recycle them if you can. They end up usually just going in the landfill. It's not good for sustainability. If instead you were to invest in this propane tank that is much smaller than the standard propane tank that most of us use for our barbecues and so forth, it's much smaller than that, then you have refillable propane with you. This tank, even though it's compact, it holds the amount of propane in more than 5 bottles of the Coleman propane fuel. So you have something that you don't have to put in the landfill, holds a lot of fuel, and the whole thing comes in a nice canvas case that you can carry, zips up. It comes with the hose, right? The adapter hose for your stove or, you know, any of those things that use the 1 pound bottle. And you have a ton of gas. You have a ton of gas that you just go to wherever you go to get your propane refilled. Just go there, and all you're paying for is the propane because you already have your tank. And you can use this tank for days. It hardly takes up any space at all in the car or in the back of your SUV, whatever you happen to be using. And you can use it for not only your stove, but other propane-fueled items. Now, it also has the regular fitting. So if you need the large fitting for like a barbecue or something as a backup, you can use it for that as well. So you can use it for big and little propane-fueled devices. I just love this thing. It's a refillable gas growler. You know, all the links to everything I'm talking about are in the show notes. Go and take a look at this thing. If you have propane fueled devices, look at this and you can get rid of the green bottles forever. Now, speaking of propane fueled devices, if you really want to live in style, you want to have a fire at night, and everyone loves sitting around the fire, right? I do. But I don't really love getting smoke in my eyes. I don't really love smelling like charred wood when I go to bed. And I don't like embers floating off into the distance from my fire, making me nervous that they're going to land on something dry. So I don't like that part of it. There are a number of these portable propane gas fire pits that you can get. They're usually around $125. Of course, I have a link to one that I really like in the show notes. And now what you use is your propane tank, your little growler that you have. Hook it up now to your fire ring. They come with lava rocks and everything. They're about between about 14 and 16 inches in diameter, up on a little stand. You get a flame, you get the glowing lava rocks. A lot of them even come with marshmallow skewers, so you can make s'mores. Now you can sit around this fire. Everyone can sit around it. No one gets smoke in their eyes, right? And you're using clean propane fuel, and you're not worried about starting a fire from embers and things like that. They really are fun. They're very clean, and I think it extends the amount of time you can stay up at night, because if you don't have something like this, or if you build a fire, a wood fire, then you can stay up a little bit later, which means you'll have more of a normal night's sleep instead of having to go to bed right when it gets dark because it's cold and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I prefer to wood. I prefer the portable propane gas fire pits. They pack up really nicely. They even come with a case, most of them, and they fit right in the back of the car with all your other gear. Something to really look at. Again, link in the show notes if you want to check out a good selection of them. So that's the fire part of the show. Some good stuff there, right? Now let's talk about turning your car into a home. The very first thing I have in this category is the Yakima Slim Shady Awning. And this is, you can get it for $249 if you go to the Yakima site. If you buy it other places, they tend to cost like $100 more. Like this is one of those cases where the cheapest place to get it is from the manufacturer. And that's the link that I put in the show notes directly to their site. This is a lightweight awning that really transforms your car campsite into a homey patio. It's really wonderful. So you have to have, top rails on your car, because that's what it mounts onto. And so it's just this tube, and I put it on the passenger side. It's just this tube that you unzip, and then when you unzip it, you can pull out the cover, and the poles are built in. So it has, two poles for the frame, and then it has Velcro loops so you can secure it. It has two poles that come down, to stand it up. And by the way, you can really stand it up. I can stand underneath this thing, right? So those poles extend that high. And then it comes with the guidelines and a couple stakes if you want to secure those two poles in case the wind comes up in the middle of the night or something like that. You don't have to worry about your awning. The crazy thing about this is that when you have that there and you put your camp chairs there and all that good stuff, suddenly the campsite feels like this cool little homey hangout. And it just changes the environment in such a pleasant way. This is the first time I've used it, and I'm in love with this thing. Now, it takes about 15 minutes to set up, and I will tell you, it's easier to set up with two people than one. I mean, even with my long arms, it was a little bit of a workout for me to do it by myself. If you have two people, it's a piece of cake. You can do it, one person. You just have to take your time, about 15 minutes, and then same thing, and putting it back into its tube that's mounted on top of your car, on the car rack, about another 15 minutes. Those 30 minutes are totally worth it for what you get the entire rest of the trip. And I will tell you that people love this. Between having the electric VW and the Slim Shady, the Yakima Slim Shady, you know, people were coming by and asking me all sorts of questions. It was fun talking to them about it, but it's a real eye-catching setup. So that's one thing that I just really love, and I'm probably going to have it on both of our workshops too, because when we're set up during the day, if we need a little shade from the sun or whatever, especially if we're out somewhere like Mono Lake, then I can set this up and we've got a place to hang out. Oh, by the way, on that, speaking of that, there are different sizes. I like the 6.5 foot size because you can easily fit a few chairs underneath it and a little side table and be quite comfortable. It's a good working size for up to 4 people. Another thing that I think just makes it a lot more homey are breathable mesh car window shades. So these go on the back 2 windows. And this was something that I was very anxious to test after I did my first trip in the VW, my first camping trip, because I was a little uncomfortable just having the rear windows down at night. But at the same time, I wanted the fresh air and I wanted to eliminate, you know, any condensation on the inside. So I was kind of between a rock and a hard spot. So did a little research and I found these mesh car window shades. Now the ones I have are designed custom for the ID4. However, the link I have in the show notes takes you to a page where they have all sorts of different kinds for all sorts of different cars, and you should be able to find what you want. What this does is it allows you to crack the back windows at night when you're sleeping inside the car and have breathable air just floating through. So now it's nice, you're sleeping really well, you got nice fresh air coming in, but you don't have to worry about the bugs and stuff, right? And they give you additional privacy as well because they're dark. So it's both privacy and breathability that you get. Now, in the case of my car, the panorama window above me, so I pull that all the way back. I can look at the stars. I got the cross ventilation from the shades. I've got the inside set up so, you know, it's comfortable for sleeping. But these breathable mesh shades just made all the difference in terms of me being more comfortable this time than last time. I absolutely love them. If you sleep inside your vehicle and you don't have something like this, highly recommend taking a look. I got 2 nice little things. They don't cost very much. This next one's $17, but they sure make a big homey difference. And it's the Camco aluminum side table. And this is just a little side table that's only about 15 inches high. It folds up flat. I mean, very flat. Hardly takes up any space. It's light because it's made out of aluminum. But having a couple of these little side tables, again, if you're making the homey environment, you got your nice camp chairs that you like sitting in, if you happen to have the awning, which I highly recommend, then you have a couple of these little side tables, you're feeling so fun. You're feeling so happy. You can put your drinks and snacks on the side tables. I recommend 2 because with the second one, it's just a nice height to put your legs up on. It can serve as an ottoman. And I carry thick woven placemat. I just clip it onto the second side table, so it's even comfortable for me to put my legs on. So there I am, legs up, got my, you know, my beverage and my snacks under my awning. You get the picture, right? So these little side tables, they're very affordable, really nice to have, hardly take up any room. And something to kind of go with it, especially as the sun starts to go down, are these stuffable camping blankets. And they're really terrific for just putting over your legs, you know, as it starts to get cool and you don't want to go change out of your shorts yet or whatever. They keep you warm. They're nice to just drape around your shoulders in the morning when you're getting up to start the coffee and start the fire, you know, that sort of thing. You can use them to, you know, put on top of your sleeping bag at night if you want an extra layer. I mean, they're just handy. I just like leave one in one of the camp chairs, and so you can just grab it whenever you need it. But it's nice just having this. They're lightweight, but they're warm, and they really add a lot of comfort. And anyone who likes having a blanket on their legs or around their shoulders, even when they're, you know, sitting around the house in the winter, will really enjoy these things. And then you can just stuff them in a little stuff bag. I keep one in the car all the time. Because I live, you know, in Sonoma here where the weather changes a lot, but I use it most of the time when I'm camping. And again, I have a link to a nice variety of them. The one that I like is the Best Port camping blanket. It's $32, has a nice lining on the so it's nice and kind of soft against you, but it hardly weighs anything at all. And finally, a nice little goodie that I also really like, because you do have to do stuff around camp. Sometimes you have to pound in some tent stakes, or if you're doing wood fire, you know, chop a little tinder, you know, just into a little piece of stuff like that. There's this thing called the RoverTac camping accessory gear tool, and it's a multi-tool, so it has a little hatchet, little hammer, all this, but it's not very big at all, and it has all these other kind of cool tools too, kind of like a Swiss Army knife for hammer hatchet, and it's $21. And, you know, it's just great for all those little things that you need to do around camp. But instead of having to go find a rock to pound in your tent stakes, which is, you know, not really the best way to go, not that great for your stakes either. If you just have this tool in your car, I guarantee you'll find all sorts of uses for it. It doesn't cost very much, and they're just great to have. They're just really great to have. Those are, you know, some things that will definitely make your life more comfortable in camp. Now, I have a bonus item for you, and this will make your mornings more delightful. It is the Bisquick Shake and Pour Pancake Mix. And it's a little plastic container that's recyclable. In it, it has pancake mix all ready to go, and all you have to do is add a cup and a half of water to this. So you take off the top lid, add a cup and a half of water, and then you shake for about 30 seconds. Make sure your griddle is hot, your 11 by 11 inch griddle on your Coleman grill. Make sure it's nice and hot, and then you can just pour yourself pancakes right out of this container. If you're by yourself, you're not going to eat, you know, all the pancakes that this thing can make, because it can make enough for four people for one breakfast if you have additional things like eggs and fruit. If you're just eating pancakes, it still feeds two people, you know, out of this thing. So I just use one container for, you know, a couple days, and I've got plenty of pancakes. Because it's in this nice recyclable container, you just stick it in the ice chest when you're done making pancakes, and then you've got it ready the next morning to shake it again, pour some more pancakes. The pancakes are delicious. The pancakes are delicious. They're fluffy, they're light, they're flavorful. I use real maple syrup with my pancakes. And, you know, you get that griddle nice and hot. You're outdoors in the morning. Oh, my gosh. They just taste... I'm getting hungry thinking about them right now. The link that I have for you is an Amazon link for a four-pack of them. And I think it's $14. So that'd make it more like $3.50 each. For me, for two breakfasts, so convenient. And there's no cleanup. So when you use up all the batter in this thing, just a little bit of water, shake it, I recycle it, and I'm done with it. So I have no bowls, no anything to clean up. Again, pancake breakfast, so I'm using my paper plates in the paper plate holder. I'm using a griddle. So all I have to clean up is my spatula and then wipe off the griddle. That's it. That is it for a delicious breakfast. I cannot tell you how good those pancakes are. And it's not just because I'm in the outdoors. It is actually a very good pancake mix. So just to review really quickly, I'll just give you these things again. As I said, I highly recommend going to the show notes, because all the details about them are listed there. What I recommend for this particular edition of my camping goodies special, the Coleman grill stove, the grill and the stove, the Ignik, and that's I-G-N-I-K, refillable gas growler, deluxe 5-pound propane tank kit, comes with the adapter hose and the canvas bag. Portable propane gas fire pit, you know, an outdoor fireball, and I've got a link to all sorts of different models there. The Slim Shady by Yakima, which, you know, mounts to the top of your car on your car rack. You pull it out from there, pull down the poles, and you've got yourself virtually an instant patio. Breathable mesh car window shades, really nice for sleeping at night, but also if it gets hot during the day, you can roll down your back windows. You've got that mesh shade in there. It helps keep the car cool. It allows for ventilation during the day, but you're not getting any bugs in there when you go to bed at night. Aluminum side table, get two of them. Use one as an ottoman. Camping blanket, so handy, so handy. Just, you'll use it for all sorts of different things. The RoverTac camping accessory, the multi-purpose tool, especially important for pounding tent stakes. And finally, my favorite of the bunch, for $3.50, the Bisquick Shake and Pour Pancake Mix. Oh my gosh, so good, so good. These little comforts, they make a big difference during the outing. Not only will you be more comfortable, but I'm betting you'll be more creative as well. Speaking of outings, we have two outdoorsies coming up. In September, we have the Eastern Sierra Photo Workshop. And in November, we have the Oregon Coast Photography Workshop. A lot of this camping that I do is not only for pleasure, but also to test out things for both of those workshops to make sure that we're all comfortable during those events. If you're interested in joining us on either one of those workshops, we have a couple seats open for each of them. All you have to do is click on the workshops tab that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, or go to thenimblephotographer.com and click on workshops there. I'm already looking forward to each of them. And I love it that, you know, we're going to be up there in the Eastern Sierra in September, and then I turn around in early November, get to go to Oregon Coast. Oh, so much fun. And I hope that you can join me on one of those trips. The OM System OM1 review. So DP Review has released their in-depth review of the OM System OM1, a camera that we've been talking a lot about here. And you can read the entire review at DP Review, and I have a link to it in the show notes. I'm just going to give you a couple closing paragraphs here, and then I have a couple comments. The OM1 excels in situations such as wildlife shooting, where its power and compact telephoto lenses mean it's able to offer unmatched combination, but it's also pretty capable sports camera or a general everyday photographer's camera expected to shoot a bit of everything. So while it can't generally match comparably priced full-frame cameras for image quality, but there's nothing else that offers this level of all-around capability, shooting speed, AF performance, IS performance, weather sealing in such a small package. The OM1 brings speed, improved AF, and more detailed video to a system that already offered great image stabilization and small and light camera lens combination. This makes it a powerful all-rounder with particular strengths for wildlife. That compactness comes as a trade-off for absolute image quality, but a series of computational multi-shot modes can help close that gap in certain circumstances. It's a lot of capability for the money. Overall score, 87% with a silver award. Now, a couple comments here. One of the things about DP Review that I respect about them, but they also take some heat for, they compare cameras across the board. In other words, the OM1 has to compete with Nikon, Canon, all of those. It's not just competing with cropped sensor cameras. So in my opinion, to get a high silver award, 87%, competing against everyone, I think that's pretty fair. I honestly think that's pretty fair. Now, for those of us who shoot with cropped sensors, and particularly Micro Four Thirds, then I'm telling you, it's a gold for us. That camera is a gold for us. On Saturday night, I had an assignment to cover a fashion shoot for the junior college, their design department. And it was a full-on fashion shoot, runway, graphics, music, a big audience, the whole deal. I mean, it was really fun. There was a lot of buzz there. And I had decent lighting, so I used mainly the 40 to 150 on the OM1, and I shot at ISO 1600. I was shooting wide open pretty much the whole time, f2.8. And then right around 1/125th of a second was my average shutter speed. I had a little bit of loss here and there from motion, right? If they would like move their hand quickly or something like that. But generally speaking, the shots were just fabulous. And having that super high burst mode in RAW for something like a fashion shoot where they're walking the runway, honestly, I just locked in on the subject and I just followed her up and back down the runway, just shooting in burst mode the whole time. And then in Capture One Pro, what you can do is that you can vet the images on the image card before they're actually loaded onto your hard drive. You can actually do a pass there first, which is what I do on these burst mode shoots. So then I whittled it down. You know, one card had something like 920 images, and I only uploaded about 340 images because I was able to whittle it down using Capture One Pro. The whole thing, just that combination of Capture One Pro and the OM1 was just fabulous. But I will tell you that I was able to do things with that camera, not only on the fashion shoot assignment, but my previous two assignments with it, were just a little out of reach before, even with the EM1 Mark III. So for us, for those of us that love Micro Four Thirds and love shooting with it, this camera is a gold. I think DP Review gave it a very fair silver. Have no complaints about that at all. And it was interesting, when I read this on Monday afternoon, there were already 1,600 comments about this camera. This camera is generating just a lot of discussion and a lot of interest, pro and con. If you want to learn, you know, the DP point of view on it, it's a good review, and I have the link in the show notes. All right, stick here, a little virtual camera club news. Inner Circle members, thank you so much for your support of our podcast and our community efforts here. And I believe I mentioned last week that I have a new hangout for Inner Circle members that's just taking off fabulously. It really is. I created a private group on Derek Story Online, which is what I've been using for our workshops, but I created a place there for our Inner Circle members because there's just so many tools there for us. And Inner Circle members can more easily interact with one another. We have a photo challenge going right now, a black and white photo challenge. We have all these tools. They can message me. They can message each other. It's just a more fluid hangout kind of place. And I'm so glad that I finally set this up, because I believe it's pulling that community even closer together than before. If you become an Inner Circle member, you automatically get access to this site that is very active and very vibrant. So all you have to do is just go to our Patreon tile. It's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Click on it. You know, you can sign up. Patreon is where we kind of manage all that stuff, the sign up and all that stuff. But then after you sign up, you'll get automatic access to the hangout over on Derek Story Online. So you basically have two community places that you've added to your photography world, both the Patreon site, which still has plenty going on there, and then the hangout over on Derek Story Online. I hope this is the year that you join us. I think you would truly enjoy it. There's nothing like talking about photography with other photographers, and this is one of the best places to do it. And a big thanks to all of our current Inner Circle members. I should mention that the links in the show notes, not all of them, but some of them are affiliate links. And so that helps support this podcast. And then there are also tiles for Amazon and B&H on all the pages of the Digital Story. If you're going to buy that new OM1, although they're hard to get right now, you have to kind of get in line. If you would use the B&H tile or the Amazon tile first, click on that first if you're going to buy from either one of those places, then that helps support this podcast or any other equipment, really. Any other equipment that you would normally get at Amazon or B&H. If you go to Digital Story first, click on that tile, then a cookie is set for that session, and all your purchases will be credited to us, which I'm very thankful for. People who take that extra step, community members who take that extra step, I thank you so much. And for those of you that will do it in the future, I will thank you now in advance. And finally, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. You know, one thing that I noticed when I was over on the site today, just sort of looking around at what's up, is that they have scrapbooking kits and materials and information. And if you know someone who's interested in scrapbooking, and you just really want a place where you can get some techniques and pull together all the physical items that you need for scrapbooking, then I would click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital store. Go to the Red River site, search on scrapbooking, and I think you'll be delighted with what you find. Again, it makes perfect sense for them to be involved in scrapbooking, and I was really happy to see that. I don't think I've talked about it much in the past, but that's the kind of stuff. When you go over there and you just start noodling around, you find things, and you find some really cool things. Not to mention all the paper, all the accessories, the tutorials, the reviews, all that stuff that's just waiting for you so you can put that inkjet printer to good use. They also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And a big thanks to them for supporting this show. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed our camping gear special, our extravaganza. I'm working on cool stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.